Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of a collection of games called Haunted House. This is from two MB games, 2 megabyte games. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be that or just MB. I guess 2 MB, not 2 MB, maybe for the two guys that work on it. I don't know. Anyway, this is a collection of Halloween-themed games. There are 8 of them. And the way this works is you buy the core game, which has, I think, 3 games in it. And then there are 2 additional packs. One has 3 games, the other has 2 games, for a total of 8. And in total, I think I paid about $26. So, I mean, I don't think it's terribly unreasonable, especially since these come without any form of copy protection, so you can just play them. They also run on a bunch of different platforms. There are builds for macOS, Linux, and Windows. I'm not sure how well they work on macOS. I'm not sure what modern macOS would do to them. But I'm going to be playing the game for Windows. So basically, when you get this, you purchase it. You'll get download links to download the various versions. You choose the one you want. You download the core game first, extract that zip file, and then you extract the packs if you choose to purchase them, and you copy the files from those packs into the main game folder, and it just all works. So let's go ahead and run the game here.
Haunted House Win 32 window. Items view list. Game.txt.
So I'm going to run the game, and then we're going to listen to this.
M B go.
Select an option from the menu by pressing Enter. Single gameplay.
Alright, so here we are in the menu. We've got some neat music in here. I do like the music in this game. First option is basically it lets you play the individual games. If I down arrow,
linear play all games.
This next option lets you play all the games in order, and it just continues from one to the next.
Survival mode.
Survival mode is the same as linear, except in survival mode, if you fail, you're done.
Read instructions.
You can read the instructions. I'm going to do that in just a second.
Credits.
Credits.
Exit.
And then exit.
Credits.
Let's read the credits.
Haunted House.
And to read through these dialogues, you can either press the up and down arrows to read one line at a time. You can hit the space bar to read the entire dialogue, and you can hit C.
Nothing to copy.
Well, I guess you can't copy it here, but you can hit C to copy the information to your clipboard where possible. So let me just hit the space bar.
Haunted House brought to you by 2MB Games, https://2mb.games/billywolf, https://billy.wolf.cosadesign, sounds, coding, and documentation, Michael Tabota, https://micaeltabota.me, primary coder and sounds. 2MB would like to say thank you to all the patrons who helped make this game possible. Visit https://2mb.games/product/2mbpatron to join their honored ranks or to learn more.
So, they do have a Patreon, which, I guess if you want to subscribe to it, you can. I think if you subscribe at a high enough tier, you get the games at a cheaper price or for free, but honestly, I would rather just buy them. But yeah, and the website is 2mb.games, and just as an interesting side note, I believe this is also made by the same guy who makes Audio Game Manager for running audio games on Linux. But anyway, let's go ahead and hit enter.
Select an option from the menu by pressing enter. Single gameplay. Loop survival. Read instructions. Credits. Exit.
And then we have exit. Now, I do wish that you could turn off the laughing sound when you choose options in the menus. It does get kind of irritating after a while.
Read instructions.
I mean, I know it's supposed to be themed around horror, but I find this to be obnoxious after a while.
Haunted House, a collection of addictive, creepy, and extremely fun games.
So I'm going to hit the space bar once again to read through this dialogue.
Haunted House, a collection of addictive, creepy, and extremely fun games. Each game will have playing instructions before it starts. When you have completed the game, you will be able to view your score and optionally copy it to the clipboard. If you want to explore the house freestyle, choose the first option in the menu, single gameplay. If you want to play your way through the house, no pressure to win. Win. Select the second option, linear play all games. For an extreme challenge, the third option, survival mode, is what you want. In survival mode, if you lose the game in any way, the game ends and you are placed at the main menu. This includes not collecting enough items, helpful key bindings, and messages that contain a URL. Press the letter U as in uniform to copy the URL from the current line to the clipboard. In games that have enemies, press the letter E as in echo to hear how many there are. Press the letter S as in Sierra to find out how many items you have collected. The letter T as in Tango shows the elapsed time. Thanks for playing. We hope you have a great time. Billy and Michael of 2MB.
So those are the instructions, and each game is, I want to say each game is about 5 minutes, except for darts, which is only 1 minute, but generally the rest are about five. So let's go ahead.
Select an option from the menu by pressing enter. Linear play, single gameplay.
Go through these. I'm going to pause the recording real quick.
See, haunted, audacity.
Oh, and I don't know why it opens that command line window when the game is open, but when the game is open.
See, user squad documents 2 MB games haunted house win 32 game.txt. See, user squad.
Yeah, it opens a terminal window. I'm not sure what these are coded in, but just ignore that. When you exit from the main game window, it will close.
Audacity.
Anyway, I'll be right back. Alright, so let's take an overview of all these games.
See, haunted, linear, single gameplay.
I'm going to go through single. The other two you can play with on your own. Basically, it just goes through each of these games in the order in which they appear in this menu here.
Select a room of the house, backyard.
So I guess the idea here being you're in a haunted house and there's different rooms with different games. Thus far, we have the backyard.
Porch. Living room.
The living room. And the cellar, which it's not saying properly, but it's supposed to be the cellar. Obviously, since this game does contain the ability to receive expansion packs, there could be more in the future, and I'm pretty sure they are working on more.
Back to main menu. Backyard.
So let's go through the backyard first.
Select a game from this room, Pumpkin Run, The Witch's Golem, back to room selection.
So there's two games in here, Pumpkin Run and The Witch's Golem. Let me move my chair here. Here we go, okay. Now,
Pumpkin Run,
well, I'll let the game explain itself.
Select an option from the menu, play.
So you can play it.
Learn sounds.
You can learn the sounds.
Back.
Or go back.
Blown sounds.
I'm going to go through all the sounds for each of these, just so that you know.
Use your arrow keys to navigate the menu, and enter to play the sound. Pressing space while the sound is playing will stop it. Edge of map. Get pumpkin. Player dropped in cauldron.
That does not sound good.
Pumpkin.
It's a very weird sound for a pumpkin.
Step.
I don't like the step sound either. There's definitely some sounds in here that they could change and make better.
Which?
There's a... That's the witch.
Back to main menu. Select an upload set. Play. Welcome to Pumpkin Run. Welcome to Pumpkin Run. Evil witches have captured trick-or-treaters and through a process which required them to be boiled in a cauldron, have turned them into jack-o'-lanterns. The jack-o'-lanterns have been left in the witch's backyard, and with quickness and luck, you can collect them and free the imprisoned trick-or-treaters. Be careful and quick, or you may find yourself in the witch's cauldron.
And those are the instructions.
Be careful and quick. The jack-o'-lantern. Be careful and quick. Welcome to...
Yep, so I'm going to hit enter. The keys for this are pretty simple. You just use up, down, left, and right to walk. When you walk over a pumpkin, you'll pick it up. You have to avoid the witches. In most of these, pressing E will tell you how many enemies there are or how many you've seen thus far. And S tells you your score, which is usually the number of items that you've picked up. Here we are.
0 pumpkins, 0 witches.
So that was E, or S and E.
0 pumpkins.
S.
0 witches.
E. So here we are, just going to walk here. There's a pumpkin, yep, in front of me. I think there's one behind me. And you can hit T
25 seconds
to check your time. Now, like I said, I think most of these are about 5 minutes long. So I'm actually going to hold down the key. That's the edge of the map. Uh-oh. Some witches that are trying to catch me. If you let them catch you, you will fail.
Nine pumpkins.
So I'm doing okay so far. Oh. Walk away from them.
Four witches.
Yep. There's multiple witches trying to get me.
Four witches.
Ah, crap. It's alright.
You got 15 pumpkins.
Now, if you hit the space bar here...
You got 15 pumpkins. You were being chased by 4 witches. You were captured by a witch and thrown into a cauldron. You lasted 1 minute and 59 seconds.
Okay. And you can hit C.
Score copied to clipboard.
And if I check the clipboard with NVDAC...
In number 2 MB number pumpkin run, I got 15 pumpkins. I was being chased by 4 witches. I was captured by a witch and thrown into a cauldron. I lasted 1 minute and 59 seconds.
So...
Select an option from the clones back.
There's that.
Select a game from this room. The Witch's Golem. Back to The Witch's Golem.
Alright, The Witch's Golem. This one is much harder.
Select an option from the menu. Play. Clone sounds. Use your arrow keys to navigate the menu, and enter to play the sound. Pressing space while the sound is playing will stop it. Edge of map. Get trick or treater. Golem walking. Run into trees. Trick or treater.
That is a very weird sound for a trick or treater.
Back to main menu. Select the clone. Play. Welcome to the witch.
All right, I'm going to hit the space bar to read through all these.
Welcome to the witch's golem. Someone has been running around freeing the captured children from your jack-o'-lanterns. This has left you in a weakened state. Fortunately, there are lots of children out tonight. Unfortunately, the spell that holds them still so they can be captured also holds you in place. To add to your problems, the golem you used to capture them was destroyed. You have only a half-completed replacement at the moment, but it will have to do.
The golem, once started, can only walk forward and turn left with the use of a magical incantation activated by pressing the space bar. Good luck, and watch out for the trees at the edge of the yard lest they destroy you.
Yeah, so you don't want to run into the trees or else you'll die. Also, you can only turn left, so either using the left arrow or the space bar, which makes it very difficult. So let's see what I can do here. I think I'm facing north right now.
West.
Yep, now I turned left, face west.
East.
Turn around, face east. Yep. So.
North.
The trick is.
West.
To try to center these.
South. East. North. West. South. East. North.
I'm not very good at this.
South.
So I believe when the sound is lower pitched, it means it's behind you.
East, north, west, south, east, west.
Turn west here.
South.
Try to center that. Oop.
North.
Turn north.
West. South. East, north.
North. So basically, yeah, so you can't control your movement. You can just turn.
West. South. East. North. West. South. East. Northwest. South. East. North.
Here we go.
Three trick or treaters.
Oh, and I smashed into the wall. Or the tree.
You got three trick or treaters. You got three trick or treaters. Unfortunately, you ran into the trees and fell apart. You lasted 1 minute and 29 seconds.
Yeah, so there's that.
Select an option from the menu. Back. Select a game from this room. Pumpkin Run. The Witch's Golem. Back to room selection.
Alright, so let's look at the next room.
Select a room of the house. Backyard. Porch.
This is the porch.
Select a game from this room. Bobbing for apples.
Alright, bobbing for apples. This one is quite cool.
Halloween Scramble. Trick or treat.
Halloween Scramble is very tricky. And Trick or Treat is really fun. So let's go ahead and...
Back bobbing for apples.
Look at bobbing for apples, which I like this one too.
Select an option from the menu. Play. Learn sounds.
Alright, let's go down to learn sounds.
Use your arrow keys to navigate the menu, and enter to play the sound. Pressing space while the sound is playing will stop it, about to drown. Apple. Get apple. Player drowned. Skeletal hands. Surface from water. Wall of barrel. Back to main menu. Select an option from the menu. Play.
Alright, so let's play this.
Welcome to bobbing for apples. Welcome to bobbing for apples. Collect as many apples as you can. Be careful though, because the skeletal hands of those who tried and didn't survive will be trying to collect you as fast as they can. Oh yeah, and remember to come up for air.
Yeah, so basically you're bobbing for apples, but you also have to avoid skeletons that will try to kill you. So the controls are really easy. Up and down will make you dive up or down, and left and right will move in the game field. So let's go ahead and see if I can do this here. So you can hear them. I'm at the top of the thing. I'm going to move to my left. I got an apple. There's the left side of the barrel. And if I keep going to the right, there's the right. Now, if I dive under, there we go, got that apple. Ooh, some skeletal hands. So I'm gonna rise back up out of the water. Wait for the skeletons to leave. Now, w- when the pitch is lower, I believe it means the apple is below you. When it's higher, it's above you. Ooh, let's go back up.
1 minute.
So I've been playing for 1 minute. This game, just like most of them, I'm pretty sure it lasts for about five. So if you do manage to make it all the way through, then you've done pretty good. Go back up here.
Eleven apples.
Whoa. Means I'm drowning. Let's go back up. Now, the skeletons can't get me if I'm at the surface. Only if I'm underwater. Whoa. Let's go back up.
Fourteen apples. 2 minutes. You got 17 apples. You got 17 apples. You were being chased by two skeletal hands. You were grabbed by skeletal hands and held underwater. You lasted 2 minutes and 31 seconds.
So that's that game.
Select an option from the menu. Back. Select a game from this room. Halloween Scramble.
Halloween Scramble. Okay, this one is very hard. I will give it a shot, but I'm not going to spend too much time on it.
Select an option from the menu. Play. Clone sounds. Use your reverse. Back to main menu. Border. Reverse. Border.
That's the sound for the border.
Reverse.
And that's when you reverse the letters. So basically, the borders are on the left and right sides of the screen.
Border.
So you'll hear that if you try to go too far in one direction, or either direction.
Reverse.
And you'll hear that when you reverse letters.
Back to select and clone sound. Play. Welcome to Halloween Scramble. The sign says Happy and Wa-O-Lel. You realize the sign should say Happy Halloween, but the letters are all out of order. Rearrange the letters until they are correct. When you press Enter or Space on a letter, it and all the letters after will be reversed. Use left or up arrow to move back through the letters. Use right or down arrow to move forward through the letters. Good luck.
Yeah, this is very difficult. I'm not the greatest at word games, like actual word types of games where you have to match words and unscramble them and things like that. I'm not a fan of those, but this is kind of neat just because it can test your brain. So if you do like that, and I do like this, I'm just not as much of a fan of this game as I am the others. But if you like to have a challenge and make your brain work, this is definitely a good thing to try for sure. So,
2 seconds.
I'm not sure if this has a time limit. It probably does. I think it's about 5 minutes, but I haven't wanted to last that long. And you got some really creepy music in here.
W, N.
So, that means I'm on the left side.
W, N.
So, N is at the very left side.
W, A, O, L, E, L, H, E, H.
So, if I hit the space bar on H.
The sign says happy and what, oh, left. H.
Can I reverse?
The sign says happy and what, oh, left. E, H. E. The sign says happy and what, oh, E, H.
Let me try to put the H. Let's see. So, if I go
L
to the L.
The sign says H, E, A, L, H. E. The signs of H. E. The signs H. E. H. L. E. L. The sign set H. L. H. F. E. L. E. L. H.
I'm not going to try to explain what I'm doing because that would take too long. Basically, I'm trying to reverse them so I can get the H to the left.
L H E O A W N D A O E H E O. The sign says happy when Leo. A W N D A L E L H E O E H.
Ah, crap.
E. The sign says H. L E. The sign O E L A W A F E O H. The sign says happy while yo ho. E E L H O H F E L A W N. The sign says happy the along. A O H.
There we go. So if I go
L. The sign A O H O H N. The sign H O H. L. The sign H O. The sign's E L. E E L A W. 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
I'm not very good at this.
N H O H N H O H N W A L E E L E E L A W N H O. H. O.
That's some weird music. Kind of cool though.
H. 2 minutes and 51 seconds. N. W. A. L. E. E. L.
Okay, no, you only have 3 minutes.
The sign now says happy Lilano.
So that sound, that means you're running out of time.
It took you 16 tries to get this result. You left the sign scrambled. You finished the game with 0 points. The sign now says happy Lilano. Select an option from the menu. Play.
So yeah, you only have 3 minutes with that game.
Back. Select a game from this room. Bobbing for a Halloween's Trick or Treat.
Now this is probably my favorite game in this whole pack thus far is Trick or Treat.
Back to Trick or Treat. Select an option from the menu. Play. Clone sounds.
Alright, I'm gonna hit the up arrow.
Back to main menu. Candy.
And then down arrow.
Death from poison. Eat candy. Flying coffin. Get jack-o'-lantern. Ghost. Ghost touches player. Jack-o'-lantern hits target. Jump. Land. Land on tombstone. Player dropped in cauldron. Player grabbed by skeleton. Poison candy. Quick land. Run into tombstone. Skeleton. Skeleton hits tombstone. Step. Throw jack-o'-lantern.
And
tombstone. Throw tombstone. Witch. Tombstone. Witch. Back to main menu.
Same witch.
Select an option from the menu. Play.
Or I think it is anyway. Alright, so let's go ahead and play this. Now, this one I found to be extremely addicting.
Welcome to Trick or Treat. Welcome to Trick or Treat. There's candy everywhere. Awesome. Unfortunately, some of it is poisoned. Not awesome. Collect the good candy and avoid the bad candy, because if you get too much too fast, you will die. Also, poison candy raises the required candy for quick landings. The effect is cumulative, so 2 poison raises by 3, etc. Your problems don't end there, as you will have to avoid the skeletons, ghosts, and witches that are out to get you. If the ghost touches you, you will temporarily slow down, making it easier for the skeleton to catch and strangle you. If a skeleton has been chasing you for a while, you can stand next to, jump over, or onto a tombstone and it will mindlessly charge into it, destroying itself. Unfortunately, when one skeleton dies, another will rise to take its place in only a few seconds. Make sure to not be in the air when the witch flies by, or you will end up in the cauldron. Strangely, there are some floating coffins containing jack-o'-lanterns. Perhaps you could throw these at your enemies to buy yourself a few critical seconds. Move left and right by holding down the left or right arrow. Run by holding down control at the same time. Note that once you move far enough right, you can't go very far left. Jump by pressing the up arrow. Some enemies or obstacles may only be avoidable by jumping. Land quickly by pressing the down arrow to swing a piece of stringy candy at the ground and pull yourself down with it. This requires increasing amounts of good candy, so use it sparingly.
Yeah, so those are the instructions. We're going to see how far I can get. I usually can't get very far at all in this game. But let's see what I can do here. So that's poison candy. I'm going to run. Jump over that. Jump over the bad candy. There's a skeleton right behind me. The witch is there. I'm going to do a quick land because you don't want to be in the air. Jump.
You finished Trick or Treat with a score of 65 points.
Let's play that one more time.
Select an op.
So, there was a coffin right there. But I didn't jump in time and I got caught by a skeleton. Just hit enter. Jump over the... That was close. I almost got caught by the witch because I was in the air. Got the coffin. Now, you can hit the space bar to use your jack-o'-lantern, and that will get rid of the skeleton.
You finished Trick or Treat with a score of 115 points.
Let's see.
You finished Trick or Treat with a score of 115 points. You picked up 6 sweet, delicious candies. Yummy. You used 2 candies to land quickly from jumping. You were captured by a skeleton and slowly strangled to death. You jumped 2 tombstones. In total, you got 6 candies.
And, of course, obviously, you don't want to get the bad candy, because if you get too much of it, you will die.
Select an option from the menu. Play back.
So there's that. I mean, I could keep playing that, but I have literally spent probably 10 or 20 minutes trying to play that game. It is very fun and very addictive. So let's go back here.
Select a game from this room. Bobbing for Apples. Halloween Scramble. Report. Back to...
All right, we've got 2 more rooms left.
Select a room of the house. Backyard. Porch. Living room.
Here's the living room.
Select a game from this room. Darts.
So we've got darts, which is kind of stupid, but it's not bad.
Skeletal Bard.
And the Skeletal Bard, which is actually really cool. I'm not very good at it because I can't keep track of a whole bunch of tones, but this is another cool one that will test your brain. So let's go ahead.
Darts.
And look at darts.
Select an option from the menu. Play. Learn sounds.
Obviously, we need to go and learn the sounds.
Use your arrow. Back to main menu. Balloon. Blood balloon. Bounce off balloon. Dart hits wall. Drop dart. Fail. Jump. Player splashed with blood. Pop balloon. Throw dart. Throw power up. Back to main menu. Select an option from the menu. Play.
Now, let's go ahead and go through this and read the instructions.
Welcome to darts. Why are spider-filled balloons hanging all over the walls of the Siri living room? Who cares? It's time to pop them with darts. Center the target balloon with left and right arrows. You will hear the spider legs tapping the inside of the balloon. hold down arrow to build up your power bar, then release it to throw the dart. It looks like some of the spiders have fed well recently. So when they pop, along with their balloon, you may get splashed with blood and spider goo if you are not quick and use spacebar to jump out of the way.
Right, so this is kind of cool, actually. You have to properly time your shots, because if you wait too long, you overshoot. If you don't wait long enough, you won't hit either. Let's go ahead and try this here. So there's the balloon. I'm going to hit the left and right arrow. It's in the center, roughly. I'm going to hold. Let's go to the right. There we go. I'm going to hold down arrow. Do that one. So you want to hold it for about this long. Oop, that was off a little bit. Oop, I got splattered with blood because I didn't jump in time. There we go. Jump out the way.
You pop 13 balloons.
And you hear Happy Halloween when you actually win by the time period expiring. So just keep that in mind.
You pop 13 balloons. You missed 4 balloons. You didn't jump out of the way quickly enough and got splashed with blood. You jumped away from your own shadow in time.
Yeah, so if you jump when you don't really need to, it says you jump away from your own shadow.
Select an option from the menu. Back.
So there's that game. Yeah, it's okay.
Select a game from this room. Darts. Skeletal Bard. Select an option from the menu. Play. Learn sounds.
Alright, let's learn the sounds for this one.
Use your app. Back to error. Note. Success. Back to me. Error. Note. Success. Back to main. Select clone sound. Play. Welcome to Skeletal Bard. A sad-looking skeleton sits in front of an obviously broken xylophone. Curious, you talk to the skeleton and learn that it wishes to become a famous xylophone player, but can't practice because, well, the xylophone is broken. You grab a nearby stick and gently rap on the skeleton's bones. It produces a tone, and the skeleton's eye sockets light up with excitement. Oh, thank you. Thank you, the skeleton exclaims. I know, the skeleton continues, let's play a game. I'll play a tune on my bones, and you tell me how many notes there are. Here's a small hint before we start, there will always be between 5 and 20 notes.
Okay, so I'm going to try this, I'm going to listen very carefully and see what I can do.
Guess how many notes were in the sequence. Use your up and down arrows to read the options, the number to choose. 5. 6, 8, 9, 10, 12.
12.
Out of 5 possible, you got 0 tunes correct. Out of 5 possible, you got 0 tunes correct. On tune number 1 you guessed 12 and the actual number of notes was 19.
Oof.
On tune number 1 you get out of 5 pop. Select an option from the menu. Play.
Let's try this one more time. I'm not very good at this.
Welcome. Guess how many notes were in the sequence. Use your up. 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Out of 5 possible, you got 0 tunes correct. On tune number 1 you guessed 14 and the actual number of notes was 15.
Ugh.
Out of 5 possible, select and back.
Yeah, so...
Select a game from this room, darts.
That one's cool, but you really have to pay attention. But I believe there are 5 different challenges like that. And presumably if you can pass all of those, then you win.
Back to rooms.
Now the last
select
game...
Select room of the house, backyard, porch, living room, sir.
...is here in the cellar.
Select a game from this room. Escape the cellar. back to room selection.
Escape the cellar. I don't know why it can't say that correctly, but...
Escape the cellar.
That's just the voice that I'm using.
Select an option from the menu. Play. Blown sound. Use your back. Destroy skeleton. Dodge. Edge of grave. Fallen grave. Jump. Open grave. Player grabbed by skeleton. Skeleton breaks through wall. Step. Swing fist. Back to main menu. Select an option from the menu. Play.
Alright, so let's go ahead and go through this now. This one I do want to try to win. I got very close to it one time.
Welcome to Escape the Cellar. Welcome to Escape the Cellar. You awake to find yourself in a cold, dank cellar. You realize you have been brought here by a deranged murderer and have only a few minutes to escape. Still foggy from being unconscious, you stand up and start to run. As your mind clears and your strength returns, you will run faster and faster. You were not the only person brought to this terrible place. Others who were not so lucky were buried in shallow graves or bricked up in the walls of the cellar. Be careful you don't fall into a grave or get snatched by a skeleton that could break free of the wall at any moment. Use space to jump, and left and right arrows to dodge away from the skeletons when they break out of the wall. If you are quick, you can press Control or Shift on the same side the skeleton is right before it grabs you to shatter it.
Yeah, that is very tricky. I'm not going to try to break them. I'm just going to dodge. You can also use the up arrow to jump, so then that's what I'm going to do, because I can keep my right hand on the arrow keys, which will make it much easier to play. So here we go. I'm going to press Enter. And here we go. Dodge to the right. And that was to the left. So you always dodge in the opposite direction from which you hear the skeleton. And I'm not going to talk too much because this will get very difficult and very fast. And I'll need all my concentration. So I'm just dodging these right now. I should come up to a grave here pretty soon, and I can jump over it. So usually I wait until I get to the edge, but the faster you go, you might not want to do that. Like if I do it... Go.
1 minute and 8 seconds.
Oh.
You jumped 3 open graves.
And that's what happens if you miss time your jumps. Let me play this one more time.
Select an option.
Because I really do want to try to play this and complete it.
Welcome.
So yeah, if you jump too soon, you'll jump right into the grave. If you jump too late, well, you fall. So generally, you want to wait until you're on the edge, but that doesn't always work, especially towards the end, because you're moving really, really fast. So you just have to listen very carefully and pay attention and just make sure.
1 minute. 1 minute and 1 second.
Of course, if you fall into the grave, you get eaten by some undead thing. Whoa.
1 minute and 31 seconds. You jumped 10 open graves. You jumped 10 open graves. You evaded 7 skeletons. You destroyed 0 skeletons. You evaded the cold bony clutches of skeletons who just wanted a little company in their not-so-eternal resting place. You fell into an open grave. Unfortunately, something very much undead and hungry was waiting for just such a snack. You lasted 1 minute and 59 seconds.
So...
Select an option.
Yeah.
Back. Select a game. Select an option from the menu.
I'm just pressing... Escape, because that will also back you out of menus back to the previous one. And if you hit it from the main menu, it closes the program.
See, Audacity.
And the console window closes too. I'm not sure what that console is for. Anyway, that is Haunted House. I think it's pretty cool. It's different. It's not a hack and slash. There's some games in there that actually make you think, and make you think quite a lot, so that's always cool. And of course, these are games that run on a bunch of different platforms, so that's cool too, because not everyone wants to use, I should say, not everyone wants to use Windows, or does. So it's nice that we have some games that work on a bunch of different operating systems. Anyway, that's about it. I did want to mention too, I was reading when they came out with this current pack of games that at some point down the road they're going to be adding, I guess, like trophies and achievements. So if you're a person who likes those things and wants to earn things for doing different tasks, then you should be happy with what's coming up. But that's gonna do it for me. So you guys take care, and I will be back later.